Some 3,000 pillars have been planted to demarcate the border between Cameroon and Nigeria. The UN-sponsored project will end next year. Said Jinit, who is overseeing the project, is the representative of the UN Secretary General for West Africa and chairman of the Cameroon-Nigeria Mixed Commission. He says the placement of the markers is a significant milestone in achieving lasting peace between the neighbors.
This is a border which is meant to bring the people together, not to separate the people, to give them an opportunity to work freely within a context of clear borders that will prevent from further disputes, so that all the energies, resources of the two countries should be channeled towards addressing the real socio-economic problems of the people of the two countries.
The $12 million needed for the pillars comes from a UN trust fund. Cameroon and Nigeria are each contributing $3 million, with Britain and the European Commission providing the rest. Technical experts are using motorbikes and canoes and are trekking over mountains and through thick forests to trace the over 2,000-kilometer boundary from Lake Chad to the Gulf of Guinea. They say the undertaking is tedious, but are optimistic their work will end next year. The boundary demarcation is the last step in the UN-backed process to end border tension between Cameroon and Nigeria, much of it centered on the ownership of the oil and fish-rich Bakassi Peninsula that juts into the Gulf of Guinea. The situation escalated into military confrontation in 1993 when Nigerian troops invaded and occupied it. A year later, Cameroon asked the International Court of Justice to arbitrate. In 2002, the court gave sovereignty over Bakassi to Cameroon. Villages straddling the border were to be shared between both countries, but Nigeria initially rejected the verdict. The UN intervened, urging both countries to respect the ruling. It set up the Cameroon-Nigeria Mixed Commission to follow up on implementation of the judgment, but progress remained slow. In 2006, Kofi Annan summoned President Paul Biya of Cameroon and his then Nigerian counterpart Olusegun Obasanjo to a summit at Green Tree in New York, where Nigeria agreed to respect the World Court verdict. The Mixed Commission was charged with speeding up the land and maritime boundary demarcation. The agreement also reiterated the demilitarization of occupied territories and the transfer of administrative authority, protection of the rights of affected populations, and promotion of joint economic ventures and cross-border cooperation. Experts say the process is a model of preventive diplomacy and a new approach for peaceful settlement of border disputes. Donors are also encouraging both to pursue cross-border cooperation in oil, gas and palm oil production. The African Development Bank is providing $155 million for the construction of a multinational highway to boost trade between the neighbors, and trade fairs are being organized, alternating between Cameroon and Nigeria. The military forces of the two countries are holding joint training and they are considering joint patrols in the Gulf of Guinea to discourage piracy. Sadiq Marafat Digi led a Nigerian delegation to a recent session of the Mixed Commission in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. He salutes the progress being made.
I'm going home as a happy man, happy in the sense that Cameroon has now agreed that they are going to sign that document concerning the confidence building. That is number one, concerning the road. I'm also going home to sensitize our local population concerning the pillar construction. Tell them that the demarcation is not meant to divide us. It is just necessary thing that we have to do so that we know the end of Cameroon and the beginning of Nigeria.
However, Nigerians doing business across the border still complain of harassment and extortion at the hands of Cameroonian gendarmes. In Bakassi, the predominantly Nigerian population says its rights are not being fully protected. But the Cameroon government is taking measures to address those concerns, beginning with the sacking of several corrupt law enforcement officers. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.